Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hey, we were just saying, does this border on an embarrassment of riches in terms of offensive weapons that you have at your disposal more than perhaps any other year, Tom?
Well, I mean, it's pretty early still, and I think that there's quite a bit of veteran depth at the receiver position and kind of youth depth at the running back position and at the tight end position, two guys who are returning who were very productive for us last year. So there's definitely places to throw the ball. It's just a matter of how, things really come together here in the next 4 weeks before the season starts. We got quite a bit of practices. We got three preseason games. And, based on last week's performance and through training camp, we still have quite a bit of work to do. So that's why we're going out there today to practice.
Tom, based on what you think you know about this offense, would you suspect that Wes is going to be the guy that gets the most pass receptions at the end of the day and Gronk after that, or do you have no way of telling?
It's hard to tell. I mean, every defense has strengths and weaknesses to it, and when they look at our offense, they're going to decide, what they want to focus on covering, and really the quarterback's job is to find the guy who has a good matchup and that ultimately gets open. So, it's hard. If there's four guys on Gronk, you're not going to be able to fire it in there too much. I know Jerry would probably say, yeah, go ahead and do it anyway, but that's not always the best way to play quarterback. You got to try to find the guy that you feel is going to be open and try to give him a good ball.
What have you seen so far, Tom, here from Lloyd, that is anything different from what you expected, or what has jumped out here so far early on with Lloyd?
Yeah, and he's one of the guys that have come in as a veteran player, and he's had familiarity with what we're doing based on being in Josh's offense for, I think, 3 or 4 years. So a lot of it is just trying to understand each other a little bit better, what he's looking for and what I'm looking for. And like I said, it hasn't been long. We've only been at it for 3 weeks, and we're constantly communicating about In order to be a good offense, you really have to anticipate what's going to happen before that actually happens. You can't really be reactive out there necessarily as an offense. And Brandon and myself are, constantly talking and trying to really get on the same page.
The transition from Billy O'Brien to Josh, was it seamless, Tom?
Well, I've had quite a bit of work with Josh.
Yeah.
Over the years, both as a quarterback coach and as a play caller. So he and I are extremely comfortable with one another. And, he's a great coach. I love being coached by him. He comes prepared every single day. He's always got something new to add to us. He brings a lot of energy to our offense. He's a great coach. He's a great coach.
Can you compare and contrast Josh and Billy? Is one more conservative, one more of a gunslinger, one more creative, one more vocal? I mean, compare and contrast those two guys.
Well, every coach has different styles, but they coached with each other. So, in terms of our offense and the style of our offense, it's the same playbook. Every coach has a different kind of flavor to it. It's in this year is very different in that the players that we have on the team this year are different. So our offense always kind of morphs into the strengths of our individual skill set of players. So it's probably not, it's not as easy to say of what we're going to be this year. I mean, it always evolves, and whatever we end up being good at, we obviously want to do more of those things, which is very different than what it could have been last year and the year before that. I mean, last time Josh called plays for, when I was in there was 07, I missed 08, but the strength of our team was the wide receiver position. They were extremely productive that year. This year, it could be very different. So it's just a matter of how it sorts itself out. And, that's up to us as players and individuals to create roles for ourselves and the guys that play the best are ultimately going to be out there the most, and those are the guys that are going to be the most productive.
Obviously, it's probably strange for you not having Matt Light around. You throw in the other night, no Vollmer, no Mankins, and no Waters. Soldiers, I thought, struggled a little bit. You got hit one time, I think, by Smith. What is your thoughts right now on this offensive line?
Well, it, you know, it seems like, you know, always at training camp, you know, there's a lot of players in there that are competing for jobs, and certainly the offensive line, you know, that played the other night, they've been in there a lot throughout the course of training camp. So, you know, it's honestly, it's not my job to worry about those guys. You know, I have a lot of confidence in that group in general, not just the individuals, but, you know, the longer offensive lines play together, typically the better that, you know, they play, the more comfortable they are with one another. It's, you know, offensive line is very much, you know, kind of very similar to an offense in general, in that the more trust you have in one another, you know, the better that, you know, you typically play. So it's still early in training camp, and certainly we don't have all the answers 3 weeks into the year. And, you know, I wouldn't expect us to peak here in early August. We've got a lot of practices. We've got a lot of communication, a lot of meetings, a lot of walkthroughs that we're going to need in order to be ready when the season really kicks off.
Tom, I know it's early, and I know it's a work in progress, and with all due respect to what you just said, you've been around the block a couple of times. Are you able at this point in a preseason to accurately assess or gauge what you think this team can be?
I don't think so. I think everything is really a process. And you have to go through that process, and you can't skip, you know, parts of that process, you know, to get to ultimately where you need to be. I mean, we're a long ways from the start of the year. We're a long ways from being the team that ultimately we're going to be. I mean, we haven't even had a regular season practice yet. So I know a lot of people want to make predictions this time of year, and that's probably a fun thing to do, but you know, for us players, it's really a matter of just kind of putting our head down and going through the grind of training camp and the preseason games, and, you know, making mistakes and learning from our mistakes and talking about the mistakes, so that ultimately, you know, when it really matters the most, that, you know, we can be at our best. So, you know, that's why the training camp is so necessary, because we have practices basically every day. We have walkthroughs every day. We have, you know, 5 or 6 hours of meetings a day where we're talking through, mm-hmm. you know, potential problems, things we're doing well, things we need to do more of, things we need to do less of. And, you know, it's all for one goal, and it's to get ready for, you know, the regular season.
Do you hate training camp or love it?
I certainly don't hate it. I mean, I would say it's not probably everybody's, you know, favorite time of year. You know, but I don't mind it at all. I love playing football, and I love being out there with my teammates and seeing the rapport that we can develop. You know, it's fun part of the year. It's fun to be back and to see what we can really develop. And you know, there's a lot of coaching that goes on at this time of the year. You know, you're really getting used to the different players that you've added over the course of the off season, including the rookies and you know, this is where you really take the shape of the team, and you see the work ethic, the mental toughness, you know, of the team and how it develops. And, you know, we don't have a lot of guys that, you know, come in and bitch about practices and why are we doing this, why are we doing this. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of guys that say, all right, this is what we're asked to do, this is what we're going to go out and do. So that's been a fun part to see as well.
I know you really can't comment on this specifically, but I guess I'll ask anyway. How happy would you be if week one of the regular season, the regular officials are back calling the games?
Well, I mean, I think, like you said, none of it's for us players to worry about. I mean, we have to go out there and do our job. And, you know, we have plenty of things on our plate that we need to take care of. And, you know, the other night, for example, the last thing I was thinking about was the refs and their calls. And, you know, I was worried about trying to complete passes. So, whoever's out there is out there. I mean, I really could care less, you know, who's calling the game. I got to go out there and do my job as best I can.
You know, Tom, we talked about all the offensive weapons you have: Gronk, Hernandez, Wes, Jabbar, Stallworth, Brandon Lloyd. Is there a need for a Plaxico Burress on this team? He was worked out by the Patriots this weekend.
You know, I have no idea. You know, those decisions aren't up to me. And I, you know, like I said, I'm a player on this team. I don't make any of those decisions or, you know, decide, you know, who visits our team and so forth, or who we draft. I mean, I kind of find out like everybody else. So, you know, we have some, you know, we have a lot of receivers that have worked really hard over the course of the off season, and through training camp that are competing for a job. So it's a very competitive position. And, you know, every single one of those guys on this roster, you know, that I've had a chance to be out there with, I have a lot of confidence in. So, you know, whatever, you know, however it presents itself with the final roster, and those are really Coach Belichick's decisions. And, you know, he's made those since the day I got here. And there's really, you know, no one that can, you know, talk him into or out of anything. I mean, he's one that makes all the decisions. So, yeah, that's kind of the way it goes.
Tom, tell us what you think you know about your two running backs, Ridley and Vereen.
Well, I mean, I had quite a bit of time with them last year, and I spent, the entire, last season,
right,
and a lot of communication with both of those guys. And, obviously it looks like they've really learned a lot from last year, and judging, by the way they played the other night, I mean, they're obviously, very talented players. So it's just a matter, like I said, it's a matter of, you know, the consistency and dependability of everybody on our offense. And certainly at the running back position, when you haven't played as much, you know, it's fun to get out there and play and really see the work that you put in the off season and to see how it plays out on the field. And, they're both excitable and they're fun to have in the huddle. And, they made a bunch of great plays the other night, so that was fun to see.
Obviously, sometimes we read too much or too little into preseason games. I thought Mallett was up and down the other night. I was wondering what you've seen. You've seen him for a year now. Has there been progress over the last year? And if so, what really stands out?
Well, you know, he's another young player who's working hard to, you know, as a young player and as a veteran player. Look, you know, you make mistakes out there and you learn from them and you try not to make the same mistakes again. And that's part of the learning process. And, being an NFL football player certainly isn't an easy job. I mean, there's a lot of very quick decisions you need to make out there. And, you know, Ryan has worked extremely hard, just like Brian Hoyer has. And you know, the quarterback group to be a leader on the team, to play at a high level. And certainly, we don't have it all figured out at our position. We're working hard just like everybody else to eliminate mistakes and to get out there and be good leader for the team and to go out there and play at a better level. So hopefully we can all go out there, you know, this next game and play at a better level than we did the last game. And a lot of it comes down to eliminating mistakes and making the plays that are there to be made and understanding what a good play is and when you got to throw the ball away. So, you know, those are things that, you know, you're trying to hone your skill. That's the quarterback position. And, we're, like I said, we've got four more weeks before we, you know, kick off for real. And we're working every day to try to be the best we can be at that point in the season.
Tom, last Monday we had Keegan Bradley on the radio, and I asked him about nerve-wracking situations and coming down the stretch with a golf tournament. He said he's taken a new approach this year. He doesn't get nervous. He just says, WWTBD, what would Tom Brady do? Are you amused by that?
Yeah, I certainly am. Hopefully we can win the same way Keegan's been winning lately. So, maybe it should be WWKBD. You know,
he's doing okay
based on the way he's performed. So he's been fun to watch. He's, you know, a local guy, and he's playing great golf. And talk about competition every week. You know, so it seems like someone different's winning on the tour. So it was another great tournament yesterday.
Does Ben Brady's arm have him day to day or on the pup list?
I know. Oh man, it's just, you know, one of those things as a parent, you know, that, you know, when they're hurting, it's kind of tears the heart out of you.
Yeah.
So his arm just got caught on something, and he's got to wear that splint for a few days. So better safe than sorry. He's a tough kid, though.
Can you tell if he's going to have a brother or a sister, a new one, anytime soon?
I'll certainly let you know. You guys will be the first to know when the time is right. How about that?
Fair enough. Good talking to you, Tom. Enjoy the rest of the training camp as much as you can. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great, guys. Thank you.
Take care. Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.